Thanks for being with us. Welcome into Wednesday. What's the sleeper issue of the new political cycle? Here's a good bet. It'll be climate change. While the recent wildfires in California burned, a new report from 13 federal agencies predicted, quote, more frequent and intense extreme weather and climate-related events. At the same time, this year's midterm election is bringing to Washington a new set of players far more focused on climate change. More from Wall Street Journal Executive Washington Editor Jerry Seib. Jerry, what are we seeing?
Well, I think that you're seeing a whole constellation of things come together to push climate change up the ladder of political issues for the next couple of years. You know, it was lurking in the background a little bit in 2016, but wasn't a front burner issue. But now you have a whole bunch of things, I think, that are happening in recent weeks that probably change that for the next 2 years. You know, you have these wildfires in California that have maybe have people thinking extreme weather is producing extreme and dangerous outcomes. Perhaps most important, you have a new class of Democratic House members coming to Washington, and these freshman House members are being very vocal about wanting climate change to be an issue that's dealt with in Washington. There are a lot of young protesters who've descended on Washington in recent weeks to back up that idea. You have some reports, both from the Trump administration scientists, but also from international scientists emerging in the last couple of weeks, warning about the dangers of climate change accelerating and not being dealt with adequately. And you put all those things together, and you have a pretty good indication that this pot is starting to boil.
You get the sense that it could become more of a divisive issue than it already is?
Well, it is a divisive issue. In particular, President Trump has been sort of poo-pooing the idea that climate change is a real danger or that there needs to be much done on the policy front to deal with it. And you have a lot of Trump supporters who agree with him. In red states that voted for Trump, there's much less interest in taking climate change seriously as an issue that demands urgent action. And in blue states, there's the opposite view. So this is not a consensus issue, and it's more important, the division may get bigger, not smaller.
Who's going to lead the charge among these new Democrats in Washington?
Well, I think that Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez from New York, who, because she defeated a longstanding senior House member, became a very prominent member of the freshman class, has called it Green New Deal, which would set up a new congressional committee specifically to deal with climate change and to take some actions on the policy front to deal with it. So she's emerged, at least for now, as a visible leader of this movement.
Speaking with Jerry Seib, Wall Street Journal Executive Washington Editor, about his piece entitled Climate Change Emerging from the Political Shadows. How much of an issue could it be, say, in 2020? Because I still get the sense that we still vote with our wallets.
Well, to some extent, that's true. And I think the key battleground for that is going to be in the upper Midwest, those states that Donald Trump carried, which were crucial to his victory in 2016. I'm thinking of Pennsylvania, Michigan, Wisconsin, Ohio, but with the exception of Ohio, Democrats did exceptionally well in 2018. They took those states back, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, and Michigan, won governor's races, won Senate races, won a lot of House seats there. So that is also an area where, you know, in the traditional Rust Belt, the smokestack industries of the upper industrial Midwest make people who live there a little more skittish about action to reduce carbon emissions and to change the way the U.S. consumes energy and makes products. So can the Democrats move on climate change while also retaining those voters they want back to some extent in 2018? I think that's the key political question.
I think you alluded to it in the story, but if you are going to propose something with regards to climate change legislation, you're going to have to also demonstrate to many voters, perhaps in the upper Midwest, that it's going to be a job creator.
Well, that's true. And the argument among people who want action on this front is that if it's done right, it can be exactly that. There are renewable energy jobs. There's a clean energy industry now. The business world is moving in that direction anyway. It doesn't have to be a job killer. But, you know, you need to both prove that and convince people that that's the case before the political equation is simple for people who want to act on climate change.
Thanks, Jerry. Wall Street Journal Executive Washington Editor Jerry Seib.